Archaeologists are digging out an early English settlement in Connecticut, dating back to the 1630s, when Europeans were just beginning to settle in the region. WSHU's Davis Donovan has more from Wethersfield, one of the state's oldest towns.
Volunteer Charbra Jeston kneels in a 2-foot pit, clears away dirt with a spade, and then scoops it out. Every so often, she turns up a shard of plate or a glass bottle that once held some 17th century medicine.
I believe it's Russian mineral oil, which was evidently used quite a bit based on the number of bottles that have come out of this earth.
This pit was once part of one of the first English houses ever built in the lower Connecticut River Valley. Sarah Sportman is the lead archaeologist on the dig.
It's very exciting. This is the earliest archaeological evidence of the English in Connecticut, and it's about as early as it can be because this is basically the founding of Connecticut colony.
English settlers founded Wethersfield in 1634, and it was one of those settlers that built the house that once stood on this site. The Dutch had a fur trading post nearby, but the English were the first Europeans to build houses here.
The English came and settled. They had a very different strategy than the Dutch for this region. They wanted to come, they wanted to stay, whereas the Dutch were more interested in the financial aspects of it.
Sportman says she'll take the artifacts back to her team's lab to analyze them further. And she says when she's done with them, some could turn up right back here at the Webb Dean Stevens Museum. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.